This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's late, you know, we're a couple pills in. We've just been dropping pills. It's me, it's Kirby Puckett, and it's Donatello from Ninja Turtles. And we're building this platform bed with drawers with, like, you know, storage, built-in storage. And Donatello turns to me and he takes another pill and he goes, we're taking these pills that are like magic.
The Morpheus pill, you're not, it's just one. You just take one.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to keep taking them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go.
Well, what we're getting is this hologram effect.
You can't understand the Matrix again.
What we're getting is this hologram effect where the Matrix appears, like flickers in and out.
No, I know.
We can see both.
Oh.
Because we're taking one, then the other, then the
other.
Oh,
as long as you're alternating, that's great.
And so,
I thought you meant you were taking two red pills in a row. So you understand the Matrix, and then it's like, now you really understand.
But anyway, Donatello turns to me. He's very scared. And he says, where's Kirby? And we hear Kirby Puckett of the Minnesota Twins.
Help! You built me into the bed!
Yeah.
And we sort of have built these drawers around him.
Yeah.
And done a very good job of sealing it up. And we don't really know how to get him out.
Yeah.
And we're both pretty scared. And what we actually...
And he dips big time.
Oof.
And so the thing is probably filling up with...
He ate...
With chaw juice.
Yes. He ate a lot of the chaw juice, but some of it he just couldn't fit down his gullet. And it is...
he had a huge plug in.
Starting to... A lot of people don't know this, but... inside a platform bed, it's very moist, and it's a great environment to sort of breed more chaw juice, and that's able to multiply. So he's getting surrounded and thinks he's going to die, and Donatello has this brainstorm, or I think it was my idea, and is able to flick one of the pills in under the mattress.
Oh,
and when
wow.
Kirby takes it, he realizes there is no platform bed.
Right, and he punches it out.
Yeah, and he punches out because he was just surrounded by, like, wires and numbers.
I notice you have switched to Kodiak long cut.
Yeah, well, the short cut was no longer cutting it for me. I used to think more teeny pieces were going to give me a richer buzz.
Yes.
And a more authentic tobacco
experience.
I don't
like how they would go. The little short ones will sometimes go inside my lip.
And what I find is I'm finding those things for weeks.
Yes.
That I'm waking up in the middle of the night. What is that? And it's crawled somewhere up inside my sinuses, which it's a killer buzz.
Mm-hmm.
It lights me up, puts me on the fucking moon. I'm on planet Mars, just, you know, on a freaking jet ski, just gunning it. But that's not always what I want at 5 a.m. when I've got to wake up really early the next day to pick up my kids from school because I left them there the night before. So it's a mixed bag, but the long cut has been better for me. I like to floss it like a piece of spaghetti, like put it in my nose and then out my mouth, and I sort of pull it.
Yeah, floss it like you would do with spaghetti.
Yeah, you know, you floss spaghetti inside your nose and mouth, and you sort of are pulling it back and forth. Well, I'm doing that with the long cut tobacco, and it's not only a hit at parties, it's a hit for me personally.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. The Winter Guy, kick a butt, dropping names.
The Red Carpet Linebacker, we call Showbiz.
Showbiz, what up, what up?
Ah, wow.
Oh, what a fucking corker we got for you listeners today.
Man.
And you've been waiting, and it's almost
over the
wait, and we're almost about to introduce our guests, and Hayes just had one more thing he wanted to talk about that was going to take a while before we address these guests. and they don't mind.
No, I can do it. I can do it another episode.
Oh, okay. Then we'll just introduce them. It's two guys. They're Dave and Mike. They don't need wedding dates, but they do need your ears for laughing at their jokes.
Well, thank you.
Hey.
That's nice of you to say.
Yeah, that was a great intro.
Mm-hmm.
Just a general Dave and Mike here.
Yep.
Yeah, no last names required, no last names
is
wanted.
Is that Dave, is that Mike? Who's
talking?
Who gives a shit, you know?
The voices sound the same, they're about the same height. Do heights don't really come through on the podcast, do they?
We've had some.
You can tell, can a listener tell who's tall? Who's
we've had complaints.
Too tall.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Brad
when we
Garrett,
have
so quiet.
Right.
So far from the mic.
Yeah, it's actually a reverse compensation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So really, the louder you are, the smaller you are, which you would think would be
right,
opposite.
The opposite. Exactly. What's the shortest guest you've had?
For me, probably Polly Pocket.
Right.
We had her in here.
Huge voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she shrieks, and she actually is able to get near the bike because she'll crawl right into your shirt pocket.
Yeah.
And she will really do some tricks in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
she
a good
goes.
Episode.
She goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
Wrenches that nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
but then it is popping out so hard that she has to be ready to like.
I didn't know what happened to me could happen to me from the part of the body that she was doing what she was doing to.
Mm-hmm.
But it can and it did.
Wow.
So
I'm
Polly,
turn up here. I gotta turn
back
up.
Anytime. Crank it up.
Now that's too loud.
That's all in your ear, so we won't hear the difference.
Turn crank it up, hand.
Turn
man.
Up for
what?
For the show.
Turn it up for me.
Oh yeah, wait, we weren't. Turn it up for the show. Handman. We weren't gonna use last names, but that's Mike Handman.
And it was you guys were on almost 100. Episodes to go.
I couldn't believe
it. Baby.
When you told us in the green room, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And I just think about everything that's happened since and like all the stuff we...
The ways that life has changed and you guys are both, you know, huge now.
Two Avengers movies have come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor, we knew and forgot.
Right.
Yeah.
Spider-Man has changed.
Spider-Man.
Actors.
Two new Spider-Man since,
Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And then in Mike and I's career, personally, the number of movies we've seen
and
the number
my
of
God.
Shows we've watched.
Yeah. That has decreased for me.
Yeah.
That's true. That's gone
you've
too.
Seen fewer Man movies
seen less.
Since
100 episodes ago. Yeah.
Than you had seen 100 episodes ago?
Year to year.
Well,
I'd say.
Which ones did you not see anymore?
Not so much that we watched a bunch in Rewind.
Oh, wow.
That's how you
which you have
it.
To pay. If you go down to Arclight Cinema Dome, I'm sure your listeners.
So you saw a movie about a dead shark named Jaws who came back to life.
Very inspiring story.
Oh, yeah. That's like when you play a country song backwards.
Yeah.
You guys know about that?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's actually a pretty good experience. You get your dog back, you get your wife back, you get your house back. You know
the
what
old
I mean?
Saying.
Now, that's an old America's Funniest People joke. I remember Dave Coulier throwing to that little kid
Mike,
saying that.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Fuck you, man.
Now,
you come in here.
Did we have a problem with that phrasing last time I was on the show?
He is trying to be nice. He is.
Is he? That's a because I said Spider-Man's and he was like, Spider-Man.
Right.
Spider-Man.
He's saying it's like America's Funniest People.
And
it's
then
like
he
what
asked,
is something that the funniest people
and
say.
And then he asked me what the rest of the joke was, and then he told me what the joke is from. So is that being nice? You tell me. Dave, you know him better than I do.
I mean, I've known him for years. He's a details man. I don't think he meant
the magazine.
Ire. Yeah. He subscribed to
details. I get very detail-oriented.
Same time. Hey, guys, so we didn't really know what to do with you on the episode.
That's nice to hear.
We didn't discuss it.
Sure.
That's always nice. Let's figure it out on air.
John has been underwater.
I've been pretty busy. So we usually have a phone call during the week that we talk about like what we're going to do with the guest or something. But Hayes didn't answer his phone, and his voicemail box is always full.
Yeah, no worries. Let's workshop it.
So he sent me an email.
I'll call myself and say, note to self.
On my way here this morning, he sent me an email saying, like, you know, what we might do, and I'm just going to read it.
It wasn't on your way here.
Okay.
When did you get here? Like 3 hours ago?
Yes. I just been circling the lot looking for parking. So,
and you were taking an Uber too, which is, that's got to rack up.
Yeah, but for me, it's worth it.
Because it's a conversation you don't want to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to attend.
Well, and you get free phone charging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's worth a lot. And so anyway.
For you at home, your dad, well, yes, your dad charges you a lot at home.
Well, and he doesn't, I have a very limited access to plugs. You know, the way that a lot of fires start is through extension cords. So I'm not allowed to have an extension cord that runs into the basement, and there are no native outlets down there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I do have to sort of be up on this top step with my arm out the door.
Yeah.
And because just if you let it, because, doesn't see me and stomp on it.
Because if you let it go, it's your dad's.
Yes, if I do let it go, and also if he sees that I've got my arm out reaching towards the plug, he will come stomp on my arm.
Do you have a rule, does he have a rule at the house that if it's on the floor, it's mine?
Yeah. If it's on, I mean, he says if it's on the floor, it's not yours.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little closer.
Better rhyme. Yeah. We have the same, growing up. Anything down, it's dad's.
And it gets stomped.
Yeah, it's dad's stuff. And my dog hates that rule. Because the dog feels like traditionally
the floor is his
dibs.
It's his domain.
Right.
He's so close to it. So here's the email from Hayes.
Who's your dog?
Oh, you don't know him.
I know. That's just weird. I don't like who is. I've never heard who he is.
He's like a all right. You know that Melissa Etheridge song, Come to My Window?
Yeah.
My dog loves that song.
Mm.
Okay.
So here's the email from Hayes. It says, birthday boys ideas.
These are just some ideas. Sometimes I'll be thinking about the show.
90%
of
the time.
I'll be on the elliptical and I'll be like, it's actually a really good way to think of ideas.
Since 90% of the time, this is how we come up with what we do for the show is Hayes sends an email like this and I say, no, no, no. Yes. And then I act like it was half my idea. So he says.
Anyway, it's good. Just exercise.
I guess he must have re-listened to the first.
Energize your brain.
Mm-hmm. Re-listen to the first episode. And he says, here's the headline. This isn't an idea. We didn't really have any big bits in the first one worth referencing, I don't think.
Not much. Not much.
So then he says, Hanford's there to promote.
Some people did like it.
Yeah. It got pretty crazy at the end, I remember. Hanford's there to promote the John Lennon podcast.
Oh, that's not true.
I mean, I can talk about it. I'm not here to promote. I'm here to engage.
That's
a misunderstanding based on you emailing and saying, hey, guys, I have a new podcast coming out and
also,
I want everybody
that's
to
on me.
Show.
I don't want to make this.
How does that make me feel? Because I have nothing to promote.
Well,
that's a misunderstanding. That's a misunderstanding for me, too, because I thought that he has a John Lennon, but we'll read the thing.
Yeah, here's the idea. Hanford's there to promote the John Lennon podcast. Which
questions for Lennon, I should say, is on Howl.
And
use promo code Lennon, you get a month free.
Use Hollywood.
But this is
don't
not,
use promo code Lennon. Okay, now I'm okay. I was on your side.
That's the one
I
thing
tried
that's
to
off
help
limits
you.
On here.
Talking
you
about
never
promo
talk
codes?
About another promo code on this show.
This is for
that's food out of my daughter's mouth.
Now this is for Howl.
And my dog's mouth. Speaking of Howl,
yeah.
Remember that part of the song where she sort of howls?
Yeah.
Come inside, we brought a light on the moon.
I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about the guests. We've got Mary Holland.
I'll be home. I'm coming home.
The Doughboys show up.
When she said light of the moon.
Beck Bennett is there. Frank Gillespie.
Mike, I'm hoping to get on there.
I would love to have you, Dave. Hopefully we can do some more. Right now it's a 6-episode series that are it's on Howl. And it's basically an advice podcast.
You might want to hear the second half of this idea.
Has anyone ever done 6 episodes before?
Oh my God, 6 whole episodes. Are you exhausted?
We've done so many more than that.
I'm refreshed. I'm ready to do more. I think it's going to be a lot of fun if we can keep going.
You don't do it every week. Try doing it every week. You'll see what a real podcast is. It's miserable. So Hanford's there to promote the John Lennon podcast, and Dave's there to promote like 15 other things, which we pay way more attention to and play fake clips from and stuff. So that's the idea is like you are trying to promote it.
Great.
Can't do that idea now because you just basically did all your promotion.
Yeah,
but you're
and
trying
you have
to
all
do
your
it.
Good stuff.
And we just be like, hold on, Dave, didn't you have something else?
That's
and then
great.
We sort of would be doing a joke about
but it. Is that too much pressure on Dave?
No, I get some stuff.
It's tough to come up with a clip on the spot.
Yeah. Do you want to do one? And you'll just get a taste of what that episode would have been. We're obviously not going to do that episode now. Hanford kind of ruined it because he didn't let me finish.
Sure.
And we'll just do one. And so, Dave, actually, before we get into Mike's thing, Dave, you had a cool new thing coming
out. Yeah, well, I've been getting into the digital space.
Oh, wow.
I was in traditional media.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people think CAA you're settling. You know? Yeah, exactly. Worked out great.
Yeah.
Worked out great. And I think a lot of times people think traditional media, that's where the money is, that's where the future is. No, I'm in the digital space.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing a lot of Facebook live streaming. That's huge. Your margins there is huge.
Yeah.
I have a show called Chicks Talking Dudes.
Wow.
And then there's
And it's hosted by?
Me.
Yeah.
And it's mostly
You're
just,
the chicks?
Well, I mean, I have a series of hot chicks on to talk dudes.
And you're one of the dudes.
No. I am the host.
You're talking.
Okay.
You're a mediator.
I just have the gift of gab.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
well, should we hear a clip from that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's play a clip.
And that's what we would have done.
That would have been great.
The Facebook Live thing was a good choice. It's so, like,
now
2016 in a big way.
I'll tell you the truth.
Kevin
They've been
has
asking
also been asking
us
to do it. Kevin!
Kevin, get in here. He is... always here when I don't want him here, and he's never here when I do. Kevin comes in to take pictures.
The way you shouted, that reminded me of the Home Alone film.
I know, I did.
Yeah,
it's like
good.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys had seen that, but we all have seen the Home Alone movie.
I actually rewound it, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you undid it.
It's about a boy
his
who's
home.
It's funny because
family doesn't like him again.
Blockbuster loves when you rewind, and then Arclight charges you extra to rewind the film.
The movie.
Yeah. I don't get it.
If there's less
it's
than...
It's not that much extra.
Yeah, no, it's... What is it, $25?
Yeah.
So, well, on top of that, already $16 ticket is a bit steep. But I don't want to get into how they run their business.
Or your finances.
It's not my business.
I heard a rumor about them. I won't say it.
About
yes,
Arclight?
I did, too.
Yes, we
Arclight
all...
Or
oh, the Arclight rumor that's
from
going
the very top.
Yes, I heard that.
From one of the top executives in the city.
Whoa. Did you have a general with them?
I had a drive-on waiting for me at the lot.
Mm.
Can you guys fall asleep anymore without a drive-on waiting for you at the lot?
No. And I'll tell you what, it depends what lot you're in. You can tell a lot about how important your meeting is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Kevin, can we do Facebook Live, please?
Do you want to?
I usually, if they tell me to park at level 3 or below, I just turn around.
Let's just do it for 1 second.
Yeah
that's interesting because a lot of people are trying to see how many viewers they can accumulate.
Yes.
But as kind of a high concept play.
Kevin's been begging us to do Facebook Live, and we've told him that.
And so now I want to. I'm in the mood to do it
for the first time ever.
Can I confess something? I don't know what Facebook Live is.
Okay.
I love that about you. And now I'm back on your
side. It's so great. I mean, I am so behind technology.
That is so analog.
Yeah, I love
What's so cool about Mike is he's sort of the guy who sleeps through class.
Yeah.
Now, is this John Lennon, I wonder, because he's from
the past.
The other, before technology.
He is.
If you want to talk about John Lennon, we can talk about the format of the show. We can talk about how many episodes.
Well, before we get into that, I thought Dave was working on something, and we would have done that every time.
That would have been great. I do wonder about the clips.
Well, the clips, you heard it.
I just wanted to move my keys a bit. Is anyone hearing this?
If Engineer Cody was here, he'd be freaking out.
Yeah.
My concern is that one was good. Are we going to do 14 more of those?
You know what
I mean? It's your cast.
Mm-hmm.
I got more where that came from.
I would have come up with
one for
him.
We're going to throw you some. Be like,
I would have tossed him one.
True.
Or I would have gotten him halfway there.
Yeah.
I would have gone like, well, you got that meatball sub shop.
Right.
And then he would have given me like a funny name, hopefully.
Team me up.
And then I would have been like, and aren't all the meatball subs named after different celebrities? And then he would have hopefully been able to come up with something off of that. I mean, I'm basically doing all
big
the work.
Hopefully. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, and you can cut your work in half because these days the, after show, the recap shows are so big. So it's, you've got Chicks Talking Dudes, and then I got the Chick Talk, recap show.
Oh, yeah.
Talking Chicks Talking Dudes.
Exactly. Dudes talking
so you're
dudes,
doing half
dudes.
The work.
Yeah, you're a lot of the
recap
way to
recap
show.
Thank God very good extra
you're
joke.
A lot
Thank
of the way
God.
To
Are we,
go.
Is it Facebook
We recap
live?
All of them.
We're live.
And like, Yeah, and aren't we talking, you know, Kevin, isn't there a thing where we're talking about your sub shop?
You hold out
yeah.
your camera and it's, you like do a little smile like I'm on Facebook Live and then I'm not on Facebook Live?
Yeah, come on, Kevin.
Wait, this is Facebook Live?
And welcome to Facebook Live. Yeah, Facebook and we're here live with two of the birthday boys, Mike and Dave. And should I do the wedding dates joke again?
Yeah.
For Live, yeah.
That was they our, like when you read.
That was our biggest hit.
Hi, Mark Zuckerberg. Hi, you know, the
so
whole
you
cast
do,
of
so
social
you do
media.
Know about this. You
social said media, social network is what I meant to say.
You said you didn't know what it was.
Well, when a camera's pointed at me and I hear Facebook, I'll just start talking about Mark Zuckerberg. Hello. Mm-hmm.
I'm out of the I'm out of the mood.
Is Zuckerberg Jewish?
And Hayes, if you wanted to create Facebook Live, you would have created Facebook Live.
That's good.
The time has
passed.
What's
that from? That's from something.
Yes.
It was going to be fun. If it had been available when we first, when I was first like, let's do Facebook Live, if it had been like ready to go instead of like, oh, let me get the Facebook, you know, like, then that would have been really nice. That could have been really fun. Don't you think?
I would have had a good time doing that, yeah, where we would have been doing Facebook Live and maybe our fans could have enjoyed us. But the way Kevin executed made it not worth doing. So let's just bail on the whole thing. Please stop pointing that at me. Let's just stop.
Terminate it.
And let's get on to the second idea that Hayes had.
Okay.
So
it's a wrap on the first idea.
So, yeah, that's a wrap on the first idea.
Sun-dried tomato.
I imagine
we can always come back.
Sun-dried tomato one, and who's the celebrity?
We love callbacks. We love callbacks.
Oh.
This is what happens when I improv.
Yeah.
This is what happens when I freeze up.
You freeze up.
This is my concern about idea one.
Yeah, because, like, because you're saying specifically, what's the name of a sandwich that has a meatball on it and has a sun-dried tomato wrapping?
And it's named after celebrity, yeah.
Oh, Pitbull's big if you can work Pitbull in there.
That's pretty good. Wait, but I have to work him into it? It can't just be called the Pitbull? The Pitball, because the meatball.
I think that's, I think that's all.
Pitball.
Yeah.
Me Sun-dried not eating tomato. This? Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak.
And that's good. And it's just a sun-dried tomato
better
wrap.
Yet, go to my meatball drop.
A dry meatball. One
take
dry
a picture
meatball
of
and a sun-dried tomato wrap.
Me eating this with a Kodak.
And so you can really do almost the entire song.
You know, that was, maybe we should do idea one. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. It'll be good for
this
you
one. Well, let's just hear this one.
This could be good for me.
Because I think we wouldn't do it.
Really?
No, I mean, we're going to do it, but just a taste.
Right, just a taste.
We heard they challenge us to a game of two-on-two basketball. So we play with them in the studio and we commentate on how the game is going as we play.
And here's how excited I was about that idea. Is this on?
Oh, yes. This is good.
I got me so excited the idea I had that I brought a basketball.
All right. How about, did you bring any sneakers?
Your fingers. Why are your fingers?
What are you doing?
I was hoping he had a
why
sneaker
are your fingers
sound effect.
Like that?
You know, I.
My sneakers are quieter than that.
I'll let you in because I listen. I listen to all the Howl casts.
Shooting it?
And. Oh, that was good.
Oh, hold on. I had a actually, I brought a whistle we can use.
Oh, that's a foul good. On Mike Hanford.
Well, this is a John Lennon thing.
Oh. Okay.
Whoa.
What? Hey.
And that's probably based on one of my shots, that reaction.
No, that's for the, I think that was for the whistle.
This is me after I take my, you know, my free throw. Miss.
Yeah, okay. And then Brick City. And this is me after I just break Dave's ankles. See?
Wow. You kind of threw your voice.
Yeah, you break your ankle and then sort of jump away.
Mm-hmm.
This is a clip, a short clip from the locker room after the game when I go into the shower.
Ooh.
I am so
bastard.
Sorry. I thought I was
sound
being
scoop.
Called upon.
Sound scoop. That's
he
a foul.
Scooped him.
Wait, you have to whistle yourself
now you
for a sound
whistle
scoop.
Yourself
gotta get
you
back to that
him
screen.
With the sound scoop.
Yeah. And now you have to take two shots. First free throw.
Yep. Let me.
Wait. He gets shots. Why does it Dave?
And here's my second.
Yep.
Okay. No danger. Because
they know
there.
He's gonna miss. He has to take the shots, and he gets crickets. No mic drop for him.
Wow. That's great.
That's really fun. So, and then what else were you going to say during the game, Hayes?
I'd be
this
like,
is kind of your baby.
I'd be like, here we go. And through the legs.
Hey.
Pass it to me over here.
Ooh, nice.
Thanks for the pass. Now I'm dribbling.
Now I'm going to the hoop, and I jump it up.
And alley-oop. Smash.
See?
Yeah. And that sound, of course, was the ball breaking Hayes' nose.
Yeah, and this is a backboard, which I think.
Oh, clank.
You got a clank.
That's a clank.
Sound effect. That was like an old barrel.
That's a very loose rim.
That's when I'm goofing around.
Yeah, if you're not trying your hardest.
Well, I'm like pretending that.
Just so everyone knows, the picture taken, has been proceeding unabated.
I think it's a video.
Is this Facebook Live?
Are we still? He doesn't have a good sight line to
your
face.
Are we still on Facebook Live?
Past your microphone. No.
Kevin.
You can only do Facebook Live through a phone-enabled device.
It's
it creates a lot of anxiety for me, and it makes it hard for me to do the show, and it makes me hard for me to live my life, really, because anxiety is something I'm grappling with overall. So if we could be done with the pictures, or if you need one more, let's say we're doing one more now, right? Do you need one more? You're all set? Okay, well, then I think we're officially done, and thanks for coming in, Kevin, and thanks for Facebook Living, thanks. Even though it didn't go great.
Yay, Kevin. No, he's
please
nice.
Don't do that, crowd.
Come on.
Okay.
He's capping the lens. We're good.
Okay.
My basketball isn't working anymore.
Did it only work when Kevin was in the room? Yeah. Does he have that energy field?
I could imagine that people would be glad it's not working anymore.
That's a reality I can't imagine.
Oh, really? You got to get into my headspace, man.
Oh, no, thank you.
Whose foot am I getting at?
Yeah.
I got you underneath.
Can you imagine? My God.
No, thank you. Yeah, you don't want to be up in this headspace.
There be monsters, like on the treasure map.
Yeah, there be monsters.
Next thing you know, it feels like you're in the upside down.
Did you guys celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day this year?
Oh, gosh, the upside down,
right?
You're all
you're in the upside down.
Have you seen the Stranger Things shirt?
The shirt.
Yes.
I was about to say yes prematurely.
Have you guys seen it?
I've where seen an image the, online, but
where
yes,
Will's where, name is upside down.
Yeah, it's that, you know, the listing of names.
Right,
they do with
right,
the Beatles,
right, right. I love
those.
They can
holy
do with any group.
Shit, but I've never seen a twist on it like this. Because in the show, he's in the upside down.
Right on.
The name, oh, guys, whoever came up with that.
You should do the Beatles shirt. Wait, Mike, just listen to my idea for 1 second, please. You should do a Beatles shirt like that. It says John.
Yeah, right.
And Lennon. And asking and questions. And
oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's great. We could do a t-shirt.
That could be cool. And if one of those is upside down, you know.
Yeah.
I like that because people would have seen Stranger Things most likely.
Or at least the shirt.
At least the...
Yeah, they're the two hits of the summer.
Save Barb.
T-shirts are always a hit in the summer.
Well, you know what that is. Mm-hmm. That's a mashup.
Yes.
And again, I've been in the digital space. In the digital space. Well, DJ culture, sure. Yeah. You're mixing digital space, DJ culture. Mm-hmm. People love mashups.
Yeah, DJ Scribble. I remember when he taught me how to crab scratch. So there, Hayes has a third idea. Please stop coughing.
I don't remember this one.
This one says...
I was peeking on the elliptical.
Yeah, this is when Hayes just sort of blacks out and becomes like almost a beam of light. Since we're two pairs of white guys...
Oh, yeah.
Which is a recurring theme on the show. Can we talk about diversity for a second?
I'll finish Hayes' idea.
Since we're two pairs of white guys, we form a plan to eliminate the Doughboys.
Ooh.
Would you guys be comfortable with that? I know one of them is friends with you.
Those are, yeah. I'm not going to say which one. Yeah. We won't say which one.
We would normally clear first with you guys ahead of time. But
do you think it was intentional that the one time they've actually tried to schedule me to do Doughboys, they did it at the exact time that we've recorded Hollywood Handbook every week for the past 3 years?
And we've told them we record it as we try to get them on the show.
Yes, Nick's been on and we've invited them and said if there's any Saturday at 11 you can do. And then they were like, can you do Saturday at 11 for Doughboys? We really want to get you on.
That's That makes, because normally they record at night.
They make you the problem.
Oh, I know. Because I listen. I listen to the never-ending parade of clowns who guest on that show.
Oh. You know,
it's okay. We've been on it.
Both of us have been on it.
I'll jump networks.
No, it
I'll
does.
Jump
it, networks. It does end sometimes. It and the parade ends for like a second.
Oh, they take a quick break in the parade. Or there's just like a part of the parade you like.
Right.
Like, you know,
clowns can be funny.
The clowns can be great.
Clowns can be funny.
Oh, yeah.
A never-ending parade of clowns is to a clown lover is a dream come true.
Oh, yeah. Red Bastard. Do you guys know about Red Bastard?
No.
Oh, he's doing incredible space work. If you want to see a show that challenges your idea of like what entertainment might be.
Or clowning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just watch Stranger Things. And then go check out Red Bastard and ask him about this shirt. BB-8 actually has that shirt, which is a cool confluence of.
Oh, that's probably an interesting cut.
Confluence of cultural iconography.
Uh-huh.
So, what else am I going to say? Oh, yeah. Do we want to do a plan to bring down Doughboys?
Is it better to be – here's a question for you guys. Is it better to be, like, constantly being dicked around about scheduling for you getting on – for, like, a person getting on Doughboys?
Mm-hmm.
To be, like, entertained as a guest but never actually – on the show,
right?
Or just not considered at all?
Because once,
not in the conversation.
Should it be like they just don't know who I am?
You want to be on the radar. You want to be on the radar.
That's better.
And it's almost,
oh, okay. You think to just be totally ignored is not as good as being abused?
Right. I think.
Which one are you? Do you have going on, Hayes?
It's neither of these is me.
It has to be one or the other. Either ignored.
No, because the only third option is you're a guest. Like you've recorded.
That's a tough one because you do it and you're done and now you're off the radar for great reasons.
Well, but you get the bump.
You get the bump and you get to, that's true, you get a few Twitter bumps.
Yeah. When you guys did it, what was the sort of pussy like afterward? Well, I mean, you must have been drowning in it.
Yeah. What was
I went to Chipotle.
Particular...
Are we talking about the restaurant? I wasn't drowning in any restaurant materials. I had a very sizable burrito.
You went to a pussy restaurant?
I went to a Chipotle restaurant.
Mm.
For the show.
Oh.
For the show.
Right.
Okay. Because I know pussy restaurant is what Hayes calls the club.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Hometown buffet.
And you go right for the dessert menu? I never understood what that meant.
Yeah, I go to the chocolate fountain.
I see.
He's the kind of guy who eats dessert first.
That's pretty good.
I'm getting a mental picture.
I'm a dirty boy today. I woke up this morning and I knew I was going to be a dirty boy.
He's been being fresh.
Oh.
Which, honestly, I'm just happy to see him kind of wake up and just have... something
it's
he's
better
passionate
than nothing.
About.
It's definitely better than
nothing. Well, he's been morose. I mean, anyone who listens to the show knows that Hayes has barely participated for a few months now. He's kind of given up on the show and in some ways given up on himself.
What happened?
I
stepping right in.
Yes. No. Thank you.
I don't want to use this language like what's morose and who's had not been here. What happened?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
And
No. Because it feels like the way you've been doing things, Sean, is tiptoeing around a problem when this person sitting next to me, who I've grown to like over this podcast, the last podcast we did, needs some attention, straightforward attention.
You. And any psychiatrist would tell you, just get in there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, bash
Do you have a gun?
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
You tell me, is what any psychologist
is it slitting time?
Somebody took my bed.
Oh, Hayes. Again? Hayes.
Well, let's break that down. Somebody took it to sleep in, or is somebody sleeping in there with you?
I can only hope that it is at least being slept in somewhere.
The piece of furniture is gone.
This is not a metaphor. Yeah, no, he's been dealing with this. Hayes, I didn't know.
So now I have to push the bedside tables together.
That's a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit on them?
Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping sitting up, and that's no way to get 8 hours.
He sits up, and he sleeps holding a spoon. And every time he actually falls asleep, the spoon clatters on the floor. He wakes back up, and he says that it gives him 22 usable hours in a day. And then a lot of your body's recovery actually occurs during the process of falling asleep, but sleeping itself is of no value.
And I can barely hold a spoon when I'm awake.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
when I'm like at my freshest.
Yeah.
Let alone when I'm sleepy. It just kind of glances off my hand.
Well, are we going to finally talk about the rheumatism?
No. Okay. You can ask me one thing about it.
What is it?
It's like... It's short for bedroom.
Mm.
It's what happens when your room is sick. My bedroom is sick because there's no bed in it.
Mm-hmm. Room autism.
Yeah.
I don't think of that as being sick.
It actually makes you more capable.
Differently able. Right.
Or it gives you like superpower. You know, it's like kind of a superpower.
It is that like the same as rheumatoid arthritis?
Room Altoid.
Thank you.
Yeah, Room Altoid.
It's when you try, you spill an Altoids box all over, which is next to not impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
No, and when you open it, they're just immediately everywhere.
It's just, take a screenshot of somebody. Screenshot, snapshot. Yeah. Somebody opening one, you're going to see.
Especially when your hands are like fists, like kind of half fists all the time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And good luck if you're in your girlfriend's neighbor's car. Ever getting invited back into that situation again where your girlfriend's neighbor is going to give you a ride somewhere.
And it's a
because
good,
you
clean
get all tights in his car.
Hey, why is it always that the neighbor has the cleanest car?
Oh,
you know, I want to.
Thank you, Mike. Right.
Yes. Finally, we've hit it.
But something we can all talk about.
Is it something in
keep going.
A grass is greener thing, or is it always your fucking neighbor's car is so clean?
Yeah. Well, they have the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
They got the vacuum right there inside the car.
Yep, and they're the only person on the block that seems not to be cognizant of the water problem.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah, what a lush, beautiful lawn, you know.
You're referring to Zika?
Not in this instance, but the other times.
Generally,
I usually am.
Around the Olympics.
Right. Hey, did anyone see the
Your thing is that Zika's in the water?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
And at the Olympics, they were. Yeah, we heard about it almost every single commercial break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, only during the commercial breaks. Mm-hmm. Costas wouldn't shut up.
Right.
Red eye or pink eye or whatever.
Why were they doing that?
Now he's got Zika on the brain.
Competing rants.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand during the Olympics when the commercials would have the picture-in-picture on the bottom, and they just seemed to let Costas go off on whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
You didn't understand
that? I didn't understand why that was happening.
I didn't understand. Now, I
Sam,
have the
you rant now. What? Or take a second to think of a good rant.
Rant, Sam.
While he's thinking, by the way, to answer your question about the pussy, my wife and I's sexual relations remained unchanged before and after the podcast. All right.
Yeah, but you'd tell them what they were before.
Frequent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah. That's got to be great.
I'm going to order a sandwich. Does anyone want anything?
It's not a rant. It's not a rant.
It's polite.
It's not a rant.
Where are you going?
That's what he thinks all about.
It is kind of, and also since we were saying earlier that we did want to do some callbacks later, and why don't you say a meatball sub?
I'll take a pitball.
You know how much we love callbacks, especially to be like, that's our show. You know what I mean?
Me not ordering that. You know?
Yes.
Yeah right. Picture that with a code.
And if that, would be, thank you, Dave. Dave was miming dribbling a basketball because now would be a great time for me to bring my basketball back out, but it stopped working as soon as Kevin left the room. Uh-huh. Kevin!
Well, I can't believe they left that guy and went to France. Actually, they don't get to France. They end up in Florida. He's back.
No,
he's back.
I think they
Kevin, get my basketball. Get my basketball again.
Your basketball?
Fix it.
Kevin, I'm sorry I was so nasty to you before. It's not about you. It's my own. No, it's for me. What I have to do is just accept, hey, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Kevin's over my shoulder. And that's a feeling that I have, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of associating that feeling with, this makes me want to hurt Kevin.
Ah,
nice
this
shot,
makes
Kevin.
Me want to hurt myself. Oh, and going down through this hole. you know, rabbit hole.
Here you go, Mike.
I've often considered t-shirts like the one you have on. I wish we could get a picture of Kevin's t-shirt.
Oh, whoa, Mike!
Sorry. I always want to know if I could do that fast, and I guess I can.
Whoa!
I can dribble quickly. Fastly.
Oh, my God, Mike, that's too many three-pointers.
I should take this skill over to Dave & Buster's. I'd win the whole ticket booth.
It's not a booth, really.
It's that room.
Yeah.
It's that nice, well-lit room.
No.
A ticket booth is like where you buy tickets.
Right. I guess I would be buying the prize booth.
The prize booth.
Yeah.
But it is, like I said, a prize room.
Yeah.
You want to, hey, you
want
to
They're saying booth. They think it's a booth.
No, that's because Powers Booth
Thank
has
you,
stepped
Kevin.
On the court. Remember
oh,
him?
Oh, yes, Powers Booth.
Deadwood. You know what would be a great one-on-one?
Deadwood was like Shakespeare. Go ahead.
John Wilkes versus Powers.
Mm. Oh.
Booth v. Booth.
No. Yeah.
Versus kissing.
Mm? Yeah, kissing. And no weapons.
I'll take kissing. I'll put my money on kissing, please.
I hate to get us all in trouble, but what do you guys do during the national anthem?
Now or pre
right.
CK?
Huh? What do you do? Calvin Klein.
Louis C.K.?
Same time.
I will normally look up the lyrics on my phone so I can sing along. And I'm, you know, got my head in my phone. And by the time I figure the thing out, by the time I get to the right site, the right, you know,
Genius.
Free lyrics.
You usually go to Genius, right? Yeah. So you can know the meaning of the words.
I use Metro lyrics. And I'm a Metro lyrics.
I hear
you. By that time, you know, we're already in the first free throw, so I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have a thing that you like to do?
During National Anthem?
Usually when you ask a question, it's because...
Because I've got like this whole like thing queued up and I sort of let people flail around.
You're
like,
waiting.
They're like trying to come up with an answer to the question, but I thought of something good before. Yes. Yeah, the same one of those times, buddy.
I boo. I've booed. I booed before, I booed after, but now I just boo during. And it's a lot of people think it's anti-American sentiment. I'm booing all the people who are kneeling, who are sitting, who are turning the other direction or whatever they do now. And it's my stand. And if it gets misinterpreted,
people,
I got a couple ideas of what I could say I do.
Can I do mine?
Oh, okay.
Because I worry that mine might get stepped on.
But mine's not.
And it's really good.
Okay, because mine, all right.
Mine's awesome. People get mad about the way I salute the national anthem, but my heart is in my dick.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
So one of mine would be in the neighborhood of that, which is like, and I don't want to get any more specific than this, is I just go, the only thing I know about the national anthem is a great time to squeeze one. And I wasn't going to say what I mean by that. Yeah. I just go, for me, it's a great time to squeeze one.
Huh?
You'll say
that. The other idea is I go, I sing what I think should be the national anthem.
Oh, that's good.
And then I do like whatever.
Let's do that.
Do you want to do that one?
Yes.
All right. And then do you have an idea what it should be? I mean, you could do like, I'm in the neighborhood of like a Nelly song.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like to the tune of it, but with lyrics, different lyrics.
Like a Weird Al.
Oh.
Yeah, Weird Al version.
Oh, I was going to Weird Al it. I was thinking I like singing like Gnarls Barkley or something.
No.
Okay, so I'm doing the national. So I go like, all right, I'm all right. Oh, hey, over there.
It's not rhyming great.
Is that, wait, that is that.
It doesn't need to rhyme yet.
Well, you'd want to maybe at
the
least
first
keep
line
the.
Doesn't rhyme.
But you'd want to keep the word C, maybe pick a word that is relatable to C.
Oh, hey, over there. We're still in the zone. Is that Nick from Doughboys? I recognize him. I'll go say hi. I love that show. I mean, that's essentially what our national anthem is at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
not straying too far.
It's an advertisement for a podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Doughboys.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.